Welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, where each week we're joined by leaders of Guaranteed Irish member businesses to chat about how they sustain jobs, communities and provenance. Supported by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.
Hi there, I'm Breed O'Connell, and joining me today is Jason Kidd, founder of Outcast Brands, makers of Blood Monkey Gin and Two Shores Rum, and also a Guaranteed Irish member. Now, the website I'm going to let you know is bloodmonkeygin.com and twoshoresrum.com, based in Dublin, already a staff of three and growing. Jason, you're very welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Delighted to have you here, and I have to ask you, how did this come about? Tell us a little bit about the business and how long have you been in the business?
Yeah, so we started Outcast Brands in 2019. We actually launched our first product, Blood Monkey Gin, in 2020, which was obviously quite an auspicious year to be starting with COVID and the pandemic. But that said, you know, we have now got national distribution across Ireland, and we're going out for more export opportunities. So we've been around for just over 3 years.
That's great to get national distribution so fast. How, you clearly have a background in it. How did you manage to make that happen so quickly?
Yeah, so my background is working with large alcoholic drinks companies, multinationals, over the last 15 to 20 years. I worked here in Ireland with Heineken. I've also worked with Diageo's here and also overseas as well. So there are a number of players within the industry that I was able to shortcut conversations with. So we're currently listed within Supervalue and also soon to be listed in Marks and Spencer's as well. We've got good distribution north and south of the island. So we're just trying to get our brands out there, get people to try it and to drive awareness as well at the moment.
Okay, so let's start with my favourite tipple, gin. The name you say comes from the phrase bleeding the monkey. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, so we decided to go for a name that was slightly different to what's currently out there within the category. So a blood monkey was essentially the rogue on a ship who used to drill a hole into the grog barrel so that they could steal the grog for him or herself. So that's given us a slightly rebellious, roguish kind of character to our brand.
Okay, I like it. And in terms then of what's the USP versus the other gins out in the marketplace?
Yeah, so 92% of all gins made internationally are London dry style gins. There's some amazing liquids that are London dry style, but the vast majority of people tend to drink gin with tonic. And that's great, and that's really grown the category for us. What we've sought to do is to go back into the history books and actually look at where gin kind of came from.
Okay.
And that came from a style of drink called a genever. And a genever hails from Holland. And that recipe was brought back to Ireland and also the UK through merchant sailors and shipfarers. So what we've done is, and what our USP is that we actually use malted Irish barley as our grain base, as opposed to a neutral grain base. It's triple distilled so that it can be drunk neat. And genever is still drunk neat today in the Netherlands and also northern France.
Is it very strong then?
No, it's 40% ABV. It's very, very smooth. We have key botanicals of Szechuan pepper, lime leaf and rosemary, which makes our gin slightly more savoury, less floral and citrusy than others. But we just won Best Contemporary Gin in Ireland at the World Gin Awards. So we're obviously doing something right.
Absolutely. And congratulations.
Well
done. It's lovely to get a shot in the arm like that when you're starting a business, isn't it? Gives you so much more confidence out there and makes you stand out. It'll give you an edge.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've only just started to enter awards literally in the last 18 months or so. But to be recognised on a global scale, you know, for both our gin and also our rum has really helped us to really drive the business forward.
Well done. Congratulations. You're already exporting to the United States. How did that come about? And do you see that as a growing market?
So for gin in particular, the United States market is fairly underdeveloped versus maybe Ireland or the UK. So The US consumers don't really get what gin is all about. It's a big bourbon, whiskey and scotch market.
Right.
White spirits are fairly underdeveloped. So we've specifically launched within New York with a key distributor and some key retailers over there. I guess I was strong-armed into it because my brother-in-law lives over in New York and one of our key shareholders lives over there too. So it is definitely a focus market for us. We're also distributed in Canada as well.
I'm really impressed with your distribution network. That seems to have really worked for you because that's very often is where the product or the producer becomes undone.
Yes, so the United States is obviously a key market for us. We need to be very strong at home in our domestic market, but that said, the larger opportunity is definitely within exports. So markets such as the US, Canada, continental Europe, Australia are all going to be key for us.
Brilliant. And how important is the Irish connection there? Because obviously you're guaranteed Irish now. Is an Irish a door opener for that kind of business, or does it matter when you get to those big markets?
I think because of the credibility of Irish drink brands and food brands, with everything that Guaranteed Irish and the likes of Bord Beer have done, for example, really gives you a really good standing in markets when you're going and talking to new distributors. I was recently in Singapore, and a lot of local distributors automatically wanted to come and speak with Irish brands, mainly because they had seen within other categories the quality of the food and drink that's there. I think also as well, while Scotch has obviously been very strong, while bourbon is very strong as well, I think the fact that, you know, the likes of Jameson, the likes of Middleton, the likes of Bushmills have really been, you know, the kind of pathfinders for Irish spirits. It's given other smaller brands like ourselves, you know, a really strong introduction into markets which we wouldn't ordinarily be going into.
Isn't that fantastic? I really always admire those guys who've been the pioneers. Sure. And created the opportunity for the smaller guys coming behind. And they're generous, actually. They're happy to share the knowledge, etc. So I find that really rewarding. And that's what we're all about in Guaranteed Irish, helping the other guys all together better, as we say. And we see that with the likes of Bord Beer, who we work really closely with in terms of our food producers creating pathways as well. So long may that last, and of course creates new opportunities for everybody, and it ups all our game. And I suppose at the end of the day, it's good for the consumer if there's a little bit of competition out
for
there.
Sure.
Now, sustainability has been front and centre for you, Jason, in terms of the business. Tell us a little bit about what you practice and the processes that you've introduced to the production and bottling.
Sure. So sustainability is one of those things that we definitely walk as opposed to just talking about. One of the key accreditations that we wanted to get alongside Guaranteed Irish was our Origin Green accreditation,
Great.
Which we secured last year. We work only with sustainable accredited businesses across our entire
supply chain. So you're demanding your supply chain to be as sustainable as you are.
Yes. So we specifically seek out packaging suppliers that are able to give us high-grade recycled glass, highest-grade recycled and recyclable outer packaging as well. We've also just recently partnered with a new distillery in East Galway in Ahaskra. They are aiming to be Ireland's first carbon-positive distillery, which will not only be fantastic for the Irish market, but also distilling on a wider global scale. So we are partnering with them for all of our liquid and also barrelling production.
And isn't that the way business is going in all walks of life, have you seen, Jason, where everybody's putting the pressure on the guy behind them to make sure they're walking the same path, so therefore reducing the overall carbon load?
Yeah, I think so. And that's actually driven by consumer demand.
Yeah.
It's driven by the fact that sustainability and being eco-friendly is now just a hygiene factor for consumers. So consumers are actively seeking out those brands that are doing whatever they possibly can. They are holding brands to a higher account than they probably were 5 to 10 years ago. So I would be very surprised if any new brands that come into the market don't have a sustainable or an environmentally friendly edge to them.
And we're actually finding that ourselves, that Guaranteed Irish is almost equal to being sustainable. So if our members who are applying now are not in the sustainable journey, they really are not getting through the application process, which has been really interesting in a very short space of time. And I think COVID has made us aware of that and made us stand up and note that. Have you found a lot of change with COVID? Because obviously you started in the first year of COVID.
Yes, so we've obviously been able to get out to more markets, been able to talk to new and existing distributors face to face, which has been fantastic. But I think also as well, actually being able to go out and visit those markets and look at what the domestic consumer demand is. Even just walking the floors of a Swedish supermarket over the weekend, or going into a Singaporean bar last week as well, there is communication and consumer demand for brands that are doing right by the planet.
Okay, good to hear. Very inspiring. Now, I want to talk to you about Two Shores Rum. What inspired you to diversify into that space? Because one thing, starting a new business and focusing on the gin market and the potential there, but to diversify so quickly. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so rum has always been the next big thing in the alcohol industry for probably the last 5 or 10 years. It was leapfrogged by the tequila category, particularly within the States and also within the UK. in the recent 5 years or so. But it's now being recognised that rum is a high quality spirit. It's also being recognised that it is delivering on a consumer demand of a high quality brown liquid. So Scotch, bourbon, Irish whiskey has always been at the forefront of that. But I think consumers and retailers alike are now recognising the fact that there is an alternate high quality brown spirit. So with Two Shores, we've, again, from a sustainability perspective, we're partnering with a Panamanian distillery based in the Herrera province, around 3 hours south of Panama City. They grow sustainably farmed sugarcane from which we actually take our rum from. We then bring that rum in bulk into Ireland after 8 years, and then we decant that into eight different aged Irish whiskey barrels. And so we've launched four of those this year, and we'll be launching another four next year.
It sounds, what's the word, almost tropical, really, I suppose, far-flung when you talk about those destinations. How did you get to those destinations? And was it your own network, your own contacts prior to setting up your own business?
This one, surprisingly not. So with Two Shores, we actually started to reach out to a number of distilleries, pretty much from Fiji in the east all the way to Hawaii in the west.
I think I'm exposing you now, Jason. I just think you're picking your holiday destination.
Not at all. Not
your
at job. All. Not at all.
And letting on that there's a job behind it.
Not at all. Unfortunately, this was all done during COVID, so I haven't had a chance to even get out to Panama yet. But we actually had liquid samples sent to us here in Ireland, and we tried each of those. And the reasons why we went with the Panamanian rum is two reasons. One, it was a sustainably sourced sugarcane base, as I mentioned. And secondly, as well, it is distilled within the Spanish style. Spanish style rum is highly complex. It's well-rounded. It can stand up to a second round of aging within Irish whiskey barrels. Again, Irish whiskey is a highly complex liquid compared to some other brown liquids that are also available. But the reason why we went with a Panamanian partner is mainly because from a sustainability angle, they were like-minded to us. And also as well, it was a high quality liquid that we were able to age here in Ireland.
And in terms of competitors or competitors in the Irish market, do you have any?
There are one or two other brands that hail from Ireland. Obviously, the kind of poster children for the rum category have been the Bacardis or the Havana Clubs.
Of course.
There's a fantastic rum that comes from Blacks in Kinsale. The distillery up in Killowen also do a rum as well. And Copeland up in Northern Ireland as well. So we're only the fourth rum to hail from Ireland.
But I assume your process is totally different to the others.
Yes, it is, because I believe that each of those other three distilleries actually bring in raw molasses from the Caribbean, and then they distill here in Ireland. We've chosen to bring in finished product and then age it for a second time here in Ireland. So we are an Irish whiskey aged rum.
It's amazing. It's an amazing story and process. Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I am. I wish there were a few more hours in the day for a little bit of sleep. But 3 years in, I certainly wouldn't look back. We're probably further down the road than I thought we were going to be after 3 years, particularly with the pandemic. And not one to rest on my laurels. We're working on a whiskey brand at the moment.
Of course, in your spare time.
Yes, in my spare time. I have to keep that a little bit under wraps at the moment because we're still working on the liquid development and the naming. But that will hopefully be launching in 2024.
Well, the very best of luck with that. Now, Jason, in terms of the Guaranteed Irish factor on producing and promoting your products, is it a help, or when you go into bigger markets, is it even noticeable?
Personally, from my experience, it's a huge help. I think it is recognised as a quality mark. The fact that we are able to not only go and talk to potential partners with the awards that we've won, but also to have the backing of Guaranteed Irish and also the other accreditations that we have around sustainability has really given us recognition overseas in markets that we never even thought we were able to go into. So I think the fact that we have the accreditation, we have a high quality product, and we have the awards accreditation behind us, it just gives us the best opportunity to be able to be picked up by a distributor.
Yeah, I like that. It's a good combination. What else is on the cards for the coming weeks and months? You've mentioned the whiskey, so I assume you're working with businesses hear on that because we have a good reputation. Anything else you can I can squeeze out of you there?
Yes, so we're going to be launching our third gin next month. We have two gins under the Blood Monkey master brand, Original and Spice Storm. We're going to be launching Tropical Storm, brilliant, which is a fresh mango and lime leaf gin.
Ooh, delicious.
That was just bottled last week down in West Cork, so that will be hitting the shelves in the summer. As I mentioned as well, we also have four other rums in the pipeline as well, so we'll be launching two of those as limited editions probably later this summer as well.
So where can I buy them?
Where can you buy them? We're nationally distributed within Super Value.
Brilliant.
We will be launching in Marks and Spencer's at the end of this month. We're also available across Dublin, Cork, Galway and Limerick in high-end city bars and hotels, and all of the leading off licenses as well.
That's fantastic. And do you sell online?
Yes, we do. Here in Ireland, we sell on Irish Malts, Celtic Whiskey, and in the UK, we sell on Master of Malt as well. For anyone listening in from the US as well, we're available on Bar Cart, Mash and Grape. So we have relatively good distribution, both e-com, on-premise and off-premise in each of the markets that we operate in.
Well, Jason, I feel there's absolutely no stopping you. The very best you look. We're delighted to have you on board at Guaranteed Irish. I wish you continued success and we're looking at the global domination trail already. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to learn more about Blood Monkey Gin or Two Shores Rum, we will leave a link to both websites in the show notes. Thanks as always for listening, and don't forget to hit subscribe wherever you are listening from.
The Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, sponsored by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.